With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story. If you're in Florida and your woman wants to have relations with you, I suggest you do it.
Oh.
Or else.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
My story also in Florida.
Yay!
You know how the police usually pull over the citizen?
Yeah.
This time the citizen pulled over the police and it involved a DUI.
Oh, boy.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
Juan Zamora was tooling along on a highway in Marion County, Florida. But he spotted a police cruiser, so that's when Juan flashed his lights, indicating he wanted the cop to pull over.
Okay.
Deputy Calvin Batts did just that a block or two later. He approached the driver's side of Zamora's vehicle, and that's when Zamora announced, "Hey, you, what?" Or no, that's when the cop noticed that Zamora smelled strongly of alcohol and slurred his words when asking for directions to the auto store.
Wait, you pulled a cop over
to ask directions while he'd been drinking, yeah. That's when he was asked to take a breath. And that's when Zamora said, "Hey, you didn't pull me over. I pulled you. I don't have to take
the breath."
Doesn't
really matter who. Once we're both pulled over, the protocol is he's the cop. And are you serious?
Did do the test. He was hauled off. They also found a bag of cocaine, a bottle of Canadian whiskey.
What?
So, yeah, next time you're asking for directions from the Popo.
MapQuest, fool!
Right.
So back to Florida we go. I got a woman in Florida who wanted relations with her man thing.
Fun.
He said no.
What?
For some reason, he didn't feel like it was going to work for him or whatever. She kept insisting, so he went outside to get away from her.
Uh-oh.
She began to punch out the glass in their home.
Huh.
Once she punched out all the glass, she came outside and punched him.
Huh.
And that's when somebody in the trailer park called the Popo.
Here we go.
And they showed up. She asked to call her mom, and they said, "No thanks, you're getting in the Pokemobile."
All because he didn't want to.
I mean, you're in Florida, man, just relate with anyone who says they want to, or else you're getting punched in the face. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.